Kyrgyzstan uses deadly force to keep the peace. Medical missions opens doors to restricted areas of the Middle East. And loose change and rice bags bring the gospel to India. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Kyrgyzstan's interim leaders are trying to control a wave of ethnic unrest touched off by the president's ouster. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says there are pockets of chaos.
The people that were engaged in the actual revolution have now become squatters, and so there's going to be some more conflict.
They have an evangelistic ministry partner in the area. Right now, their work is still moving forward.
They believe that God is still in control, and their particular ministry has not been threatened yet.
However, Dudenhofer says the uncertainties are stressful. Keep praying for open doors.
Their main goal is probably going to be to just kind of keep out of the way, keep a low profile, ask God for wisdom, you know, as they make their decisions. They really don't know what's ahead either. And so I think the uncertainty is probably as great a stress as some of the violence.
They're also praying for positive change for religious freedom. Several of their partner evangelists face deportation because of their ministry. Elsewhere, after a year-long imprisonment for his faith, human rights attorney Gao Zhijing is finally free. Still, persecution hasn't let up in China. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that a well-known Christian activist by the name of Shen Peilan was abducted in late March and hasn't been seen since. Shen was also taken just weeks before while on her way to a protest after her house was destroyed by Chinese officials. Pray that this persecution wouldn't hinder the spread of the gospel in China. You're listening to Mission Network News. When Jesus walked the earth, physical healing often preceded spiritual healing. Many ministries are following his model today. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says they've been doing medical mission trips to get the hope of the gospel into hard-to-reach areas.
We work within these villages to set up a medical clinic. We rent a building, give free medical clinic. In some cases, we're even able to do day surgery, and people come by the hundreds.
E3 Partners has a medical team on the ground in the Middle East this week.
They fully knew that we were believers. They asked questions about why we were here. We want to serve them. We love them. And it just opens up a spiritual conversation.
The team's reports have been encouraging. The scenario repeats time and again.
You give them something they desperately want for their families, and they respond. So we've been seeing great results going into villages that are 100% Muslim and seeing people come to Christ.
Next, ever think your volunteer time isn't worth much? Think again. Crossroad Bible Institute's Stacy Lautenberger says volunteerism has impacted their ministry in a big way.
It has enabled us to operate on a budget that's one-third of what would otherwise be required. So that's really been of a benefit to us, and then we're also able to involve all of these people in the ministry.
CBI estimates that volunteers spent a total of 250,000 hours in 2009 as instructors for the prison ministry or by helping with basic tasks at the distribution centers. Lautenberger says people who volunteer with CBI,
they're able to make a tangible impact and work very directly with people who are in need, and so that is very meaningful to them, and they can see the impact of their contributions.
Lautenberger says people who volunteer with CBI love doing it and often stay for years.
That we can continue bringing in new students and sharing with them the truth of the gospel and the love that we can share from his people.
Finally, every grain of rice is important to the poor of India. So Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India started the Rice Bag Project. Do you have loose change? The four-week project encourages you to collect your spare change, gather it into a rice bag, and send it to Mission India. Inspired by the Christian children in India who collected extra grains of rice to help those less fortunate, this project teaches your child about missions, and each dollar enrolls a child into the Children's Bible Club where kids learn about Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.